Good morning and welcome. There's obviously a whiskey theme already. I'm glad that Matthew said 5:30 and not 10:30, but I'm sure you'll all enjoy your whiskey later in the day. I'm delighted to welcome you again to Glasgow in Scotland, the fifth edition of the Host Cities event and the fourth time it's been here in Glasgow. And you might wonder why we continue to support this event. And the reason we support this event is because of you, because this brings the world brains into Glasgow and Scotland to discuss issues that are common to us. And as a nation that aspires to be the perfect stage for events, we need as much of your advice as you need ours. So it's very much a two-way process this next 2 days, and it's very collegiate. It's been a really busy year for events around the world. Winter Olympics and Paralympics, obviously in Pyeongchang, Gold Coast Commonwealth Games, World Cup in Russia, which was really successful and I think surprised a lot of people in that perspective. And then we've just finished with the Youth Olympic Games in Buenos Aires. And also for Scotland, it's been a pretty historic year. The opening of the first ever V&A outside of London in Dundee, which is an absolutely stunning facility, and I would encourage you to see it. We've had young people as our theme for 2018, and that was on the back of not winning our bid for the Youth Olympic Games, which was in Buenos Aires. But I have to say, that legacy of that bid and putting young people at the heart of Scottish society this year has probably been one of the most successful things we've ever done. But I guess also one of the shining lights this year has been the first ever, the inaugural European Championships co-hosted between Glasgow and Berlin, which again was hugely successful. And I'll talk a little bit more about delivery models in a moment. Those 11 days here in Glasgow and Berlin were quite spectacular. There were many doubters, there were many doomsayers, but actually over 1 billion people watched the event on television. And the success of that event, I think, has created something with momentum for the future that international federations need to look at. And dare I say at present, there's some really interesting trends in sport. We're seeing the swimming issue at present, where there's a breakaway league trying to create something for money for athletes. So it's an interesting time generally for sport. The new event this year in Glasgow and Berlin had no manual. And I think that is a real positive because it allows some innovation. It allows people to think a little bit outside the box. I think too often in this day and age in events, we're given the book and we're told that's how we should do it. And I think we lose all that exciting innovation. And whilst there were some challenges that we had to navigate our way through, I think that delivery model has caused some real disruption for the world, which people need to sit up and think about. And I think it's interesting that certain international federations are taking that on board. We've seen FIFA award the 2026 World Cup to three countries, Canada, America, and Mexico. We have the European Football Championships in 2020 in 13 cities. And I was talking to Ansley earlier about the Olympic Transformation 2020. I think the IOC need to be brave and probably give the Olympic Games to two or three countries in the future. Because to me, that's the only way it will be sustainable, to spread that benefit, but also spread and mitigate that risk. So co-hosting across cities, regions, or countries, I think is an important trend for the future. It will allow for sustainable impact. It will allow for use of existing infrastructure and develop those social and cultural benefits across a much greater geographical area. We're going to talk about technology over the next few days and the impact of technology, which is now either burying us or embracing us. And I guess it's both at some point or another. Most of you will have two devices in the room. How many people have two devices with them today in terms of, yeah, PDAs, there you go. Some will have three or four. Young people have five or six. That is the way we're moving. And I think in terms of what we now develop for spectators or consumers, we need to augment that reality in terms of live streaming. We need to see people getting experiences of exactly what's happening on the pitch at home and really embrace it moving through the next few years. And we've got a real expert with us on the next panel from an interesting named subject matter called Riot Games. So I'm really interested to know what Riot Games do. So the evolution of technology is quite important as we move forward. There's an estimated 130 million competitive gamers who watch games online. and a huge growth of market of esports. And again, will esports be in the Olympic family? We'll ask our respected friend from the IOC, I'm sure, later. And finally, for me, I talked last year about ensuring that we embrace everything that's great about the event world to our politicians. And I know some of our panelists will talk about that in a moment. We're in tough times. Money is very, very tough, particularly in the Western world. And we have to demonstrate very carefully, very cleverly, and very succinctly the value and benefit of major events. And we do, as I said 12 months ago, have to look at that 360-degree holistic model and ensure that those benefits are enshrined in policy now. And I think the only way events will survive in the world is to have a policy-led process for events. So whether that be through transport, health, education, social environment, culture, etc. So there's quite a mindset change, I think, which is important moving forward. However, before I start this first session, I'd like us all here to take a moment and remember two titans of the international sporting world. Mike Lee, OBE, and Patrick Bowman sadly passed away over the last few months. Great shock to all of us, I'm sure. Those two people had an inordinate impact on the Olympic family and major events. And I'm sure many of you here work with Mike, particularly around bids. And I think we should just take 30 seconds just to remember those two great guys that are no longer with us. Thank you.